Friday, KFJB finally caught up with the new executive director for the Marshalltown Area United Way, Debbie Collins.
I grew up in Chicago, and I went to Western Illinois University. I stayed there and had my kids. My oldest son decided to go to college at Ames. He met the love of his life, and she's a local here from Marshalltown. And they told me I was going to be a grandma, and so that was what kickstarted my drive to come here.
Collins has always been giving back to her community, especially through her previous jobs. She feels she's a good fit to work with those who are struggling or looking for a little support.
I just really like to give back to the community. I grew up a little bit poorer, have some history of my own without the resources that we needed at the time. And so I was really invested in the resources and communities and how they come together. And I saw the United Way job opening and I thought, that sounds like a great job.
Collins has worked in nonprofit and had to do some fundraising previously.
I did work with other agencies that raised money for us, and we were able to bring in $70,000 at that event.
Collins is drinking from a water hose this month as she learns the people in the community, meets her partner agencies, board members, and all that Marshalltown has to offer. She officially moved to town earlier this month. One of the final bills for the 2026 Iowa legislative session was all about animal abuse. David Blom, District 52 representative, talks about how the bill creates harsher penalties for animal abuse.
What it really does is it brings Iowa in line with other states to make sure that animal torture is a felony on the first offense. And when I was at the annual banquet for the Animal Rescue League, I got to meet Officer Morrison. Having conversations with him really underscored the importance of giving law enforcement the tools necessary to hold people accountable.
This bill raises the first act of animal abuse to a felony.
If it's the third felony, you're going to have your 7-year mandatory minimum kicking in right away. But the standard penalty for a Class D felony is 5 years, up to 5 years in prison and fines included.
This bill, House File 2348, was signed by Governor Kim Reynolds and will officially take effect on July 1st of this year. The Marshalltown Senior Citizen Center has a ton of events geared towards seniors, but not all of their events. They have a live concert happening this week, and it's open to all. Nikki Reynolds, Senior Citizen Center Executive Director, says they'll have Bernie Young playing on Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Just come in, listen to some music for an hour. Bring lunch if you want to, gather, socialize before and after. Good time.
This event is open and free for all to attend. Reynolds also talks about another event that's open to all, their upcoming fundraiser, Trivia Night.
We are having our Trivia Night fundraiser at the Senior Center May 30th, so that's Saturday. It will start at 6.
Reynolds says it costs $10 a person to sign up and teams can consist of up to 6 people. She says there will be some silent auction items available to bid on. The first place team will win $100 and second place wins $50. Reach out to Reynolds at the Senior Citizen Center to sign up or learn more. Last Friday was the first Live After 5 concert in downtown Marshalltown. People may have seen the band shell out near the Cartwright Farmers Market next to Big 8 Tire. Grand Marshall played the first show on Friday, but there's more to come this summer.
June 12th will also be hosted at the Cartwright Pavilion, and it will be exit 185. July 17th will hopefully return to the new event plaza in downtown, and that will be the band Kick. And then on August 7th, we will have Inner Light.
That's Marshalltown Central Business District Executive Director Danielle Leakin. Announced before the event on their Facebook page, Home Rental Center and Sales Company donated the drink coolers for the event. You can find all the details of the upcoming Live After 5 concerts on the Marshalltown Central Business District, a Main Street Community Facebook page. Coming up, we're going to check in with the National Weather Service as there could be some storms coming to Central Iowa tonight. It's 7:10.
Visit Raymond Veterans Park in Albion for the 4th Annual Memorial Day Service Monday, May 25th at 8 a.m. The ceremony takes place at 307 West Johnson Street, just north of the Raymond Company Building. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy patriotic music featuring local artists, including a special bagpipe performance by Mary and Mike Kurth. Restroom facilities will be available for visitors. Raymond Veterans Park is home to a beautiful memorial, honoring all those who gave their lives in service to our country. All are welcome this Memorial Day, May 25th at 8 a.m. in Albion.
It's Kyle Martin in the mornings, brought to you by Helberg's Jewelers, your full-service jeweler, family-owned since 1898 in downtown Marshalltown.
Coming up, we are going to visit with our police chief, Chris Jones. He'll stop by, be our guest with Newsmakers. KFJB News continues.
The National Weather Service has sent out an update this morning about the storms moving across Iowa this evening. The entire state, except for the northwest corner, is at a level 2 or greater risk. The level 3 area starts in the southwest corner of the state and moves northeast to Waterloo, encompassing majority of the south and central parts of the state. The level 3 risk includes damaging winds, potential tornadoes, large hail, and heavy rains. The National Weather Service projects the storm to begin around 6 p.m. tonight in the southwest corner and moving northeast across the state. Tornadoes are most likely to occur in the southwest corner of the state. Damaging winds is likely everywhere in central Iowa. Stay weather aware with Alert Iowa or by visiting weather.gov. A few thousand athletes with intellectual disabilities from all across the state will gather in Ames this week for the Special Olympics Iowa Summer Games. The three-day event will gather a sizable group on the Iowa State campus, according to Games spokeswoman Megan Philippi.
We have about 2,500 athletes and unified partners that compete, and then another 2,000 volunteers and 1,500 or so spectators and coaches and chaperones.
It's all set to start this Thursday, with the opening ceremonies coming on Thursday night. That'll include a parade of athletes, award and recognition, and a torch will be used for lighting of the cauldron. You can find more information and a complete schedule at soiowa.org. National and state environmental organizations are suing the EPA over last year's decision to remove 7 sections of Iowa rivers from the impaired waters list. Parts of Cedar, Des Moines, Iowa, and Raccoon rivers were removed from the list used to identify bodies of water that don't meet quality standards. The waterways taken off the list are all used for drinking water and have long-standing water quality issues, including nitrate contamination from farm runoff. The Iowa DNR is asking for the rivers to be added back to the list or an explanation for why they were removed. The lobbying effort continues for federal funding of a project that'll keep the Iowa Air National Guard's refueling wing operating out of Sioux City. The runway was designed for F-16s, but in 2003, the pilots based in Sioux City began flying massive refueling tankers. The FAA says the runway will soon be unsafe and needs to be replaced. The U.S. House did pass a bill that would allocate $38.5 million for the project. The Iowa legislature also stepped up with $10 million. The Federal Aviation Administration has also set aside $20 million for the runway, but that funding will be lost if the Pentagon doesn't start the project by mid-2027. The total cost for the project is near $200 million.